Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. All right, Secret Sound here on a Friday morning. And we've played it 3 times. We've opened up the phone lines, and let's see what's going on with Mike from Eureka. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Well, how are things going in Eureka this morning?
Oh, a little chilly.
Yeah, it's kind of cold here, too. So, well, maybe we'll warm you up if you can get the right answer here. Okay, let's play the secret sound one more time. Remind people what it is. All right, Mike, what is the secret sound?
That is definitely a camel.
Yes, sir. Good job. Have you ever ridden a camel in your life?
No, I've never ridden one, but I've seen several of them in Afghanistan.
You've been up close. Oh, you've been to Afghanistan. Did you serve?
Yes, I did 2 deployments with the Marine Corps.
Fantastic. Thank you for your service. Do you have a good or bad opinion of camels?
Oh, they're all right, I suppose.
Well, I tell you what, they just won you 2 pizzas, so I think that's got to count for something. Mike,
awesome, man.
We appreciate you listening to us, and congratulations. Thank you for your service. And, hey, you've got a couple pizzas coming your way, so we want you to have a good weekend, and we thank you for listening to Steve and Ted. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike just won 2 large 5-topping pizzas from Papa John's Pizza. How about that? And he's encountered camels in Afghanistan. So good stuff. Thanks, Mike, for giving us a call. Thanks for listening. And congratulations on winning the Secret Sound. And now, Steve and Ted, it's time for 3 big things.
3.
Democratic caucuses take place tomorrow in Nevada.
2.
South Korea reports 100 new cases of the coronavirus. Now a total of 200 in that nation.
1.
College men's basketball. Wichita State with a 10-point win over South Florida at Coke Arena last night. Shockers now with 11 straight 20-win seasons. 3 big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We're just now getting the report of a traffic accident at Mount Vernon and Woodlawn. So watch out for an accident there. And we've gotten the traffic accident report near 13th and McLean. So a couple of areas where we've got traffic accidents to watch out for this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this Friday morning heading into the weekend. We're looking at a mostly sunny day today and a high of 45 degrees. Clear sky tonight, not as cold. Overnight low down to 30. And then looking ahead for the weekend, tomorrow it'll be a breezy Saturday with a high of 55 degrees on a partly cloudy day. We're looking at a pretty good chance for rain on Sunday on a windy day. High Sunday of 54 degrees. So there's your weather forecast heading into this weekend. Currently in Wichita, we are under a sunny sky. It is 15 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 45. Your weather forecast here on this Friday morning. It's 7:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here on this Friday, heading into a good weekend, I hope, for you all. The B-52s are going to Riverdale. The band members have been drawn into an Archie comic for a one-shot issue called Archie Meets the B-52s. Rolling Stone says the issue is about Archie working as an intern at a TV station as the B-52s appear on a variety show. Singer Kate Pearson says she grew up reading Archie comics and collecting juice glasses with the characters on them. Bandmate Fred Schneider says he would have read Archie, but his father banned comics. 7:50 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Joe Walsh, of course, former Wichita, and David Crosby will play a concert at Kent State in Ohio, marking the 50th anniversary of the National Guard opening fire on a Vietnam War protest, which killed four students. That concert will be on May 2nd. That will benefit the newly created May 4th Legacy Scholarships for students majoring in the school's Peace and Conflict Studies program. The four scholarships will be named for the four students who were killed that day. Joe Walsh attended Kent State and was on campus the day of the shootings. I did not know that. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's song Ohio, which is about the shootings, peaked in the top 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart back in 1970. We're coming up on 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've also got a huge anniversary in the world of sports coming up tomorrow. And coming up, we'll be discussing that anniversary that has something to do with a miracle on ice. So we'll be talking about that later on in the program today. Stay tuned for that. Good stuff. It is 7:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, let's shine the spotlight on some of those folks on human resources. Let's check in with get a local business update with editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Mr. Woodward, how are you?
Oh,
the big
great.
Story in the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. The Wichita Business Journal and Hinkle Law Firm presented the Human Resource Professionals Awards. These are folks that often don't get a lot of attention, but they're vitally important to their organizations. The awards handed out during a luncheon Thursday and today online, and in the weekly edition, we feature profiles of all 25 winners. The WBJ has been recognizing HR professionals for 8 years. In that time, we have recognized 152 HR professionals from many industries and many sizes. We also added two executives to the HR Professionals Hall of Fame. They are Shannon Crissell of USD 259 and Jenna Lyson from the Martin Pringle Law Firm. They joined three others who were named to the Hall of Fame in 2019. In this week's list, the Wichita area's largest fundraisers ranked by money raised. At the top, Textron Aviation's Wings for Dreams benefit and concert, $3.1 million for youth organizations. The Big Soiree is second, $1.6 million. The rest of the top five, Mark 100, Zubilee, and Kansas Big Brothers and Sisters for Kids' Sake. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Hey, I'm glad you shine the spotlight on the HR folks. I mean,
you bet.
They do a ton of work, and it's not sexy, but it's stuff that really affects every employee in the building.
It sure does. It's so important, and a lot of times they wear several hats, not only HR, but a lot of them do IT and they do operations. So, yeah, these guys are behind the scenes, guys and women, and they're behind the scenes, and we like to shine a little light on them and give them some recognition.
I like that, and of course, you know, I'll tell you, our HR guy is in his. I don't know what he's doing 99% of the time, but I know when I need something or I need a question being answered, he's there to answer it. So
absolutely.
I love it.
Yep, he's got the answer.
Those folks
bet.
Do a great job. You mentioned one of the big fundraisers is the Big Soiree.
Yeah.
Well, who does that benefit?
The Big Soiree. I'd have to look at the list. I don't have the list
right in front
of me. It's number two on the
list.
I
know it's number two. I can't really place it though. Oh my gosh!
Let me look and see.
Well, that's okay.
I'll find that out. I'll find that out, and we'll have it next hour.
All right. I put you on the spot there. My fault.
That's all right. No problem.
7:54 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What's on tap for your the Big Roy weekend? It's birthday weekend. You had your birthday yesterday, so I just assume it's a 4-day
celebration. Yeah, right. You bet. Extend the celebration all through the weekend. A couple of Gretchen's sisters coming over the weekend. One of her cousins going to be coming down. And we'll just have a great weekend there at the house.
So you're spending your weekend with your in-laws?
Basically, yeah.
Well, you put a good spin on it. They're delightful folks.
They are neat.
I figured you would be out at, you know, the Mirage in Vegas for the weekend with the big birthday plans. But apparently you're keeping it low-key.
Yeah, this year, low key. You know, next year's a big milestone, so maybe we'll do it then.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. Yeah. We'll keep us updated.
Absolutely.
Macintosh always looks for the information, the invitation in the mail. So
it'll be in the mail with a stamp on it, ready to go.
Right, we'll keep an eye out for that. All right, thanks, Bill. We'll check in with you again 1 hour from now. That's Editor Bill Roy. Great information. Local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way here with Steve and Ted. We'll get you caught up on the Miracle on Ice. We'll get you caught up on entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. We'll see if anybody can knock Sonic the Hedgehog off the top of the box office this weekend.
All the news, weather, and sports you need coming your way in a big 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted in the morning, we got more tickets to give away, too, to the Women's Fair and to ZZ Top. So stay tuned for your chance to win here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Hi, this is Jeff Long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.